Yeah, I thought they were a rougher.
So it was
croaker or grass? Croaker, grass sack.
Now they used to have them at the gyms and to put cotton seeds in them.
Uh-huh.
Fill them up with cotton seeds.
I see. What else did you do when you went to town? Go to the.
Go to the grocery. Just go there and go to dry goods store and get cloth and stuff to make your clothes out. Y'all ever buy your clothes already made? Your people's always made their clothes.
Mm-hmm. So you started sewing, and you, how old were you still?
13.
13 years old when she went to sewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't buy what little grocery you want, you'd buy that. You wouldn't have to buy too much of groceries.
Because you raised all your
mm-hmm.
stuff, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Better edible, you now on the buy with. You didn't. That's on your head.
Did you ever, in later years, go to see a picture show or anything like that?
Ooh, I don't know. I ain't hardly been to over 5 picture shows in my life. I never did go to no picture show.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I was a child, I didn't know what picture shows was. But after I got grown, I didn't care nothing about them. Now I've been to picture show about 3 times in my life.
I've been about 4 times. That's when I first married. You know, when Joe Louis first started to fight, well, my husband, I want to go see Joe Louis. And I said, well, I'm going too. Well, I went. That was the first time, and that was in, let me see what that was in 39. That's when it was. I went.
I don't know.
And I went one more time in 40, and went again, I think, in 48, and I ain't been back.
Well, I think you missed a thing.
I don't either, because the first time I went to a picture show, my daughter was grown then, and I was visiting with her up here in the show, Mississippi, and she wanted to go, told me, she said, come on, go to the show with me. I said, I don't care nobody. Yes, you'll like it when you go. Went on to the show. And it was killing and going on, so when us come on, she said, still have it till I die. I said, I don't like it. I said, I don't never want to go back to a nut.
Yes, we
are. She said, that was a good show. I said, I don't know what you call good about that folk.
Killing one up, but now these shows on these shit things.
And
I
think
stand.
I done went by once or twice since then. I ain't been to a picture show 3 times in my life at the highest. I know I would. I think I went once since then, but I don't like picture. I never did like picture show.
Me either.
Did you ever, did you have a hospital or a clinic in town?
Well, I don't know. When I was growing up, I never did nobody no hospitals and things like that, because people always give the children medicine and say, hardly ever had doctors to them. There was doctors in the town, but people didn't hardly ever fool with no doctors then. They go in and get herbs and weeds and stuff, and when the children have cold and stuff, and the children weren't as sickly then as they is now. Not by a long shot. They keep, and the old folks would doctor on them themselves.
Yeah, because I knew
and they would see. They'd soon get with better. Come and on. They didn't never hear tell of no operations in them days.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we did.
Did you have malaria? Or?
Malaria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I had malaria. Malaria was out.
Mm-hmm.
It had malaria.
What did you take for it?
They go to town, get some
3-6s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Medicine.
It's a medicine you call 3-6s for chills and fever malaria.
Mm-hmm. Right here on as bitter as anything you can get out of
your then you could get quinine. Get an old-timey quinine. And they would mix it up in some of that fresh hog lard they had.
And grease
their children with that. And wrap you up in a flannel, old flannel. And then let you take no lot of exposure. And wouldn't give you, when you asked for water, don't care how hot your fever was, they had some kind of tea there they would give you. Now my mother would go out, we call it tea weed, but the name of it is bovine. She would get bovine and rhubarb. That tea weed is a low thing, like they have seeds on it, that's bovine. Well, she would get that with that rhubarb, it grows tall, with a small forked leaf. Well, she'd get that, and get the root of it and scrape it and boil it and give us tea over there. For that malaria. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you
and
that
you didn't know what no they didn't know hell no doctors. Uh-huh.
Did you ever have what you call diphtheria or something?
It wasn't much of that. You know how level you tell a diphtheria.
Sure didn't.
What did they give you if you if a child was real sick? You ate something, didn't agree with him?
Colic? Uh-huh. For a baby?
Yes.
The little old people they had a thing they call it asphyxity. That was a little.
Yes, now.
Asphyxity, you can get that now. Asphyxity.
And they would get that asphyxity to be a little block like that, and they chip it up and put it in the bottle, and they put whiskey on it or water on it.
Water, you didn't have no whiskey.
And they get that.